think you're going? Back off! You can't have him! I've had it up to here with you, mister. Who stays? Who goes? Well, I'm telling you, this one stays!
I was only curious. He's not on any of my lists. Though you are, Daniel.
Now?
Oh, no.
You...
What's up, Mersh?
Gunner, what's up, bud?
Tried to call you guys like 6 times, man. What's the deal? Listen, Mersh, I gotta get beer for this party tonight, so I'm gonna be a little late for my ride to Hartford.
Oh, sorry, gut man, no can do. Grand Master of Funk descends on the civvy at 8 o'clock, man. We will be there.
Mersh, you hate punk.
Funk, gutter, funk, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic. Dude, aren't you a music major?
Yeah. Maybe you... guys could just give me a lift to the liquor store, then.
We got intramural finals this afternoon, man. Sorry.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Have a bong hit.
What is that gonna do me?
Just one little binger to brighten up your day. Come on, man.
Just one hit, and I gotta go.
I just want to pay a tribute to both your courage and for your eloquence and for the dignity in which you've conducted yourself.
Thank you, Senator. I knew it was going to be bad when I was nominated. I did not know it would be this bad.
Could you have guessed that some people, including people on this committee, would dredge up stories about drug use?
Wait a second, gentlemen, the courtroom. This guy is gutter, man.
He's gut, man.
He comes over, man. He smokes 2 major bong loads.
He
knows how to carve and everything.
He loads the size of your head, man.
I didn't exhale.
Works for me. Good answer.
Oh, shit, the beer! Oh, shit!
get motherfucking dropped? You ready to get motherfucking in the battleground, Victor Pacheco?
Yeah.
Anytime, any place. It don't matter. I'm in your face, Victor Pacheco.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just thinking about Mighty Morphine.
I know. Power Rangers. Morphine. That's what they were fighting for.
Yeah. That's a battle to be fought over. It's like the opium war.
A freedom to morphine.
Right.
Oh, man. My favorite was the Pink Ranger.
Yeah. I like the yellow one.
I liked her too, but she passed away.
I didn't know that. Wait, if I can bring the fucking...
She passed away, buddy.
That sucks.
I know.
R.I.P.
She's in heaven. R.I.P. Yellow Ranger. But the pink one's still around.
That's cool.
And she's still got a few more bangs left on her, dude.
She had bangs?
Yes, her haircut. Remember?
Yeah, vaguely.
Come on. I know you spanked to that.
Spanked it?
You touched your yank, your chain.
You spanked it to the green one.
I did it to all of them. I wanted to be part of them.
Really?
Hey, if you're a superhero and you're fighting for Earth,
yeah,
that's an automatic fucking BJ at least,
right? Yeah,
well, you know, at least I'm rude if I don't. At least an HJ.
You're the Mighty Mexican Power Ranger.
I used to be.
What are you now then?
And more like the Hefty Morphin Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, gain some power.
Are you the Mighty Manity Power Ranger?
What's manity again?
Like, you don't know what a manity is?
No, go. It's like
it's just a fucking animal. It's like a walrus type of man. Animal.
That kind.
Yeah.
I guess I walk around like it.
Yeah, a little bit. You're a little slimy.
With the teeth.
Well, the walrus teeth.
So it's like a caterpillar, like a manity.
No,
a worm.
No, I mean it's a sea.
Oh, it's a creature. Sea creature?
Yeah. So it's big.
Is a clam a manatee?
No.
A seahorse?
No.
Electric eel?
No, I don't think they're related
so
to
manatee. So a seal walrus?
It's kind of like in between.
Oh, okay. Otter?
No, definitely not an otter.
I know you got your little zoo pass, so you go to the zoo?
I don't go to the zoo.
You said you had your little zoo pass.
I said I wish I had it on me.
Yeah, but you said you have it like wrapped up. There's nothing wrong with going to the zoo.
No, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Going to the zoo is legit, but I don't know if I could actually get in for free. I was saying, I hope I get in for free.
Last year, when did I go to the last time? SF Zoo, maybe like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And before that, like 25 years ago.
By yourself?
I can't remember. I might have moved my family.
I was like, you know, going to the zoo by yourself is like really probably the saddest thing ever.
Well, was the zoo sad, isn't it?
Zoo?
It's just like jail.
It's like jail for animals.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're visiting them.
You know,
you have to pay to visit
what
them.
Was that? Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy, she scared the fuck out of me. I thought it was another lion attack at the SF Zoo.
Yeah, it was a cougar attack.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lion sees me and goes, carnitas.
It's more like manteca.
Oh, you're more like a chorizo.
Oh, yeah, definitely chorizo over here, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you're wrapped up in casing.
Quesadillo?
You know, a quesadilla. I'll give you a quesabirria.
I'll give you a fucking rompope.
Oh, shit. I'll turn you into my own personal horchata, dude.
I'll turn you into my whore.
Horchata. You're going to be my favorite homica, dude.
Homomica? Nice.
Oh, now you're somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, you learn new words, and now you...
I just make them up.
You're at the playground, and some kid goes, hey, this word, and now you think it's cool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, get on the monkey bars,
bro.
I don't
really hang out at the playground, but okay.
Oh, yeah. You a little kid now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have a big dick for a little kid.
Oh, shit. I don't care, but you ain't tough, kid. Yeah, I know you want to walk around the streets of the Mission going, hey, I'm Victor Pacheco. I headlined this. I was headlining the Milkley last week.
No, I mean, I closed out a show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say headlining. You know, doing 20 minutes is not headlining.
They go, hey, did you hear Victor Pacheco went up at Punchline SF? And I go, my opener?
Jesus Christ. I knew there's
good
a reason. I knew there's a reason you're telling people.
I was like, dude, I remember they used to call him Shoeshine Pacheco, dude.
You mean spit shine?
He used to make your shoes look like mirrors.
He meant spit shine. Yeah, way to misquote Goodfellas, you fucking prick.
He made a lot of money, too.
Well, those shoe shining days are over. I don't know if you heard. I don't know if anyone to come and visit you and tell you that my days of shining shoes are over.
Oh, yeah? Come on. I'm just breaking balls here. I just got out.
Jesus Christ.
Go get your fucking shine box, dude.
Motherfucker!
That's the best. I've seen that thousands of times, Pacheco. I don't care.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite scenes is the mom scene when they drop off to his mom's house.
Yeah, where they have that body in the trunk.
Yeah.
Where he's not dead yet, but they don't know that he's not dead yet.
Right.
But, you know.
Oh, that's a good scene, too.
That was a fucking very intense movie.
It is. Because it's comedic, but yeah, it's like fucking stab, stab.
It's like dark humor. It's good if you're a sick fuck, I guess.
Yeah. And so it fits with us.
Yeah, right, so it's Pacheco? Great. Yeah.
I was going through your highway, Pacheco Pass. You remember?
Yeah.
What do you think about that spot?
It's kind of windy, but so are my feelings.
Do you go drive through L.A. a lot?
Not recently, but I used to when I
lived
used
to
there.
Be down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you lived in on the SoCal.
In Santa Monica.
On the boulevard?
No. Santa Monica Boulevard stretches a long way, bro. That's like
I knew. You're the what, the Section 8 section of
I was Section 8, absolutely. Yeah.
You were behind there.
I was in front too.
Where is Section 187?
867-5309.
Oh shit.
Jenny.
No, but you were like Beverly Hills 90210 then.
Yeah, dude. It was like the whole deal.
But you were headlighting fucking spots down there. You were
I had a couple of spots I was closing out and or headlining, yeah.
And or just being the last comic.
Or just being the last comic. Yeah, closing out would be the last comic. Headlining would be doing anything over 40 minutes.
Even if I just if I'm the last comic, it's the best to say. Can we thank all the comics who opened up?
I think you got to. Like if you don't, it's kind of like, what the fuck are you doing? Unless they're like, oh yeah, you have to absolutely do like 12 minutes, and it's just like, I'm not headlining.
You know,
just going last.
Seriously, kid. One day you're gonna get up in the stars. I see potential in you, Pacheco.
Oh yeah.
You know you're good.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is the truth, man.
Thanks.
You know, once you
we'll see.
You're my intern now. You know.
Yeah.
Get the bags.
Oh no.
You know.
You better not try to get me to blow you.
That's no, I don't do that to my interns.
I don't know, dude. People do that to interns.
No, though. Get my dry cleaning.
You're trying to get intern my guts. Like, that's gross.
Go get my lotto tickets.
Lotto tickets?
Hey, we ran out of zigzags. Give me some new zags. That stuff.
I'll give you some zags.
You're safe with me. I'll protect you.
You are safe with me.
I'll protect
I don't feel
you.
Safe with you. You know?
No, you're mine now.
Oh, was this a girl's mine?
No, it's like the, my
the boy's
protection.
Boy's mine?
You know? I'm going to groom you.
Are you Monica or Brandy?
You're Monica Lewinsky.
Dude, you're Monica.
Without
Blowinsky.
The BJ.
Yeah.
I'm still showing you respect.
You're Monica Lewinsky plus the butthole job.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. For you, not her.
No, man. Oh, seriously, yeah. I'll take care of you. Everything's going to be good. Anything you want at Walgreens.
Cool.
Chocolate milk, Big Mac.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
You got the Pacheco Pass peanuts.
Yeah, let's get some peanuts. Let's get some fucking casa de frutas.
Oh fuck, dude. Hey, were we at the same spot in Los Banos?
I didn't never went there. I know what you're talking about, but I never went there.
Oh, you weren't there?
No.
Oh man, dude. I thought you'd be great in Los Banos.
Oh yeah, as enticing as those $30 are, I don't know if I could afford to get there.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere. You're just an opener.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I got, the dude was trying to book me when I was in Santa Cruz closing out that show, and I was just like at the Blue Lagoon, and I was just like, okay. So yeah, I could pay $30. I'm like, thanks. If I had merch, that'd be great. Then it would be worth it, you know? But I don't have any merch.
You need some merch. Let's get some Victor Pacheco some merch, guys.
Let's get some baggies that you could put drugs in with my fixture on them. Yeah,
that's
you know,
one.
That'd be a great merch idea.
You know, you'll get a lot of ladies to love that.
No, I don't want
girls
ladies
like
to love
little,
that.
Little pouches, little bags.
Yeah, they might like your
cute.
Little fucking package.
They do like my little, they say it's cute.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't hurt.
I hope it doesn't hurt.
No, I mean, because the big ones hurt. Like,
yeah,
yours
you got a big
hurt.
One. You hurt me? No, mine's nice, gentle, comfortable.
Jesus Christ. I feel like you're brushing the cap backwards, you know?
Oh, but guess what?
Yeah.
You know, you should be headlining all across the Bay.
That or mainlining all over the world.
Yeah. You know, right now, you know, I know right now you're my assistant.
Oh my God.
You just got promoted. I said you were intern. Now you're my assistant.
Assistant. You put the ass in assistant.
I'm Carl Malone, you're John Stockton. You're going to throw the assist.
I'm Princess Leia, you're Jabba the Hutt.
Just ride my coattails and you'll be okay.
You could drink my cocktail. Oh my God.
You're somebody, kid.
Yeah?
I think you are.
I'm a kid with more gray hair than you.
You great. Are. And I got like 6 years on you.
Yeah.
No, 7 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, each year. Oh, it's 8 now.
Oh, Jesus Christ already. Fuck. You're so Mexican exaggerating the fucking story.
You know what? I never seen you clean shaven.
Not recently.
When was the last time? The pandemic?
No, like 2017, dude.
You went clean shaven?
I think. Like 2017, 2018, somewhere around there.
Oh, you should do that.
Nah, dude. I really look like extra fat. It's like the beard is like male camouflage, like for fat, being fat.
Oh.
It's like, oh, wow, did you lose weight? I'm like, no, I'm just covering my double chin with all this hair.
That's the trick.
That's the trick, you know? It's just like you either live it or you don't. But I don't know. Being clean shaven's like, I feel is more expensive because you got to buy like more razors and shit.
Uh-huh.
If you grow out a full beard, you have a lot of stubble when you shave, so it's an investment.
You shave and you'll start looking like a big brother in Apocalypto. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I don't look that fucking Indian,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you do.
I said that to fucking Gabe Nolasco and Chris Storin. I was like, you two could star in Apocalypto.
You guys, Storin? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, have you ever seen that shank?
Yeah.
That's a fucking shank right there on the face.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, you would look like a big brother.
I told him that to his face, so I'm not talking shit behind his back. I'm just saying he looks like he's fresh off the set of Apocalypto.
But I think you look young enough and indigenous enough.
I don't know. I think I'm too fat to be indigenous looking enough.
No. Well, I guess because they have to be in shape.
Yeah.
Because they're running up hills.
Right.
And
yeah, they're fucking
in panthers.
Absolutely. Jaguars and Chateau, you know?
Man, that's the last thing I want is to be fighting an animal.
Dude, that would suck. Yeah, I've had nightmares of fought animals, man. Me it's too. Fucking horrible.
You know?
We probably got eaten by animals in a past life if we're dreaming about that
probably.
Shit.
Probably. I got bit in the ass by a dog.
That's fucked up.
I know. It was in Mexico.
Was it a Mexican dog?
Yeah, it was a fucking Mexican
dog.
Yeah,
fucking Mexicans.
You know what was the dog's name? Reina.
So it was a girl?
Yeah, she bit me in the ass.
Why'd she bite you in the ass?
She just said, oh, is that looks like fucking... that looks like fucking...
Jamon?
Jamon.
Looks like tocino, a big old ham.
You know?
Bacon?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I haven't seen your ass, dude.
What's the thing that hangs? The meat that hangs?
There's a lot of meats that hang. Jamon?
No, the one they chop it up and they put a pineapple with it sometimes. Oh, I can't
al pastor?
Yes. That's what it is, right?
I guess, yeah. Is it already chopped up?
They
chop it up into pieces. Or yeah, they have like slivers.
It's hanging. You don't know. Come on. You call ICE. Just because you don't know that, I'm going to call ICE, dude. Know your shit. You're from there, dude.
I'm going to call a fucking book company to give you a thesaurus instead of so you don't have to say ICE.
ICE. Yellow. Yellow. Is that what you want to hear, puto?
No, like you say immigration or the government men or the men in black. You know, there's like different variations on
You know when you're home alone?
Yeah, I'm homo all the time. Alone.
And you're alone in your room and there's... And it's quiet at night.
Yeah.
Are you content?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you?
Sometimes.
You sound really out of breath about it.
It's tough.
You're like, I'm out of breath of speechless.
Yeah. You know, anything can happen at night. I always... Portals, time travel.
Yeah.
You know what I think one of the most important things, a component to time travel is?
What?
Scent.
Scent?
Scent.
Like smell?
Smell.
Wow.
I think it has something to do with time travel.
Well, dude, if you can smell and you try time travel, that would suck or be the greatest thing ever. Because supposedly, like back in the day, like even like 150 years ago, motherfuckers did not shower every day.
Yeah.
So imagine like if you went there without smell, that'd be great.
I guess so.
I don't want to be smelling all these stinky motherfuckers, you know?
Hey, but, you know, if you're a smoker, all you smell is smoke.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you go back in time and shit, you might get, like, I don't know.
What?
people might be looking at y'all funny if you stink like the weed that we have now or like the cigarettes that we have now, you know?
I think you're more powerful if you smoke back in the day.
I think you're a power bottom.
I think someone sees you walking down and they see smoke coming out of your lungs, people fear you.
I don't know, dude.
Back in the days.
People smoked back in the day.
I know. You know, they used corn husks for papers.
They still do.
I know. I showed you it.
That was your wiener.
Hey, listen up, tamale.
It was a tiny corn on the cob.
You're my cute little empanada.
More like corn on the slob.
You corn on the cock. Ready to shock Victor Pacheco?
He's the shock master.
Yeah, I'll shock you with three fingers.
I'll get you naked by the end of the song.
Oh, shit. What are you, Timberlake?
Yeah.
Timberfake?
I'm Timberland.
Timberland?
Yeah.
You look like Timberton.
Yeah, you look like a metric ton.
Oh, fuck. Oh, now you do math?
Yeah, I do math and math.
Oh, together?
Yeah.
And you're calculated.
It's math. Math.
You look like mass.
Yeah. You look like mash.
Potatoes?
Like mashed potatoes, yeah. You look like Mr. Potato that was mashed up.
Because of the mustache?
No, because your butthole getting all mashed up, yeah.
You know, get back.
Get back with a wetback named Faco.
Yeah, you look.
Who eats all the tacos.
Where's ice? Color ice now. Yeah, Pacheco, we're going to put you back in the detention centers.
Yeah?
I'm serious.
You're going to send me to detention?
I don't care if your dad's El Chapo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your dad's El Spico.
Oh, no, man. If he is, then I'm calling ice on him, too.
Call no ice, bro.
I'm calling ice on everyone.
It's going to be a big-ass fucking bus.
You know, there's a hack to that when you want to call ice, but you don't want to make it look like you don't call ice. Just call ice on yourself, so then they just check everybody.
I ain't calling ice on me, man. Yeah. This administration's so fucked up, they might actually, like, detain me. And I'll be like, hey, fucker, get the fuck out of here.
This ain't a real ID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't have a real ID. I just have an ID, but it's legit.
You're done.
It's over.
We got you.
Who got you?
You know?
Yeah.
You know, one time I went to buy alcohol at a store, and the lady goes, may I see, or when I went to buy alcohol, she goes, okay, may I see a valid ID?
Yeah.
And then I showed her my ID, and my problem was it was expired.
Yeah.
And she knew it, and she read everything. She said, we don't take expired IDs. It's like she knew I didn't have the right ID.
That's like really fucked up. I feel like those practices are discriminatory practices, so they don't have to sell to homeless people that probably don't have an ID.
Yeah, possible.
You know, so that's how I feel, because it's just like I've had homeless people be like, hey, can you buy me booze? I'm like, you're like 80
yeah,
or 60 or like definitely over 55. How old are you? And they're like, oh, yeah, they won't sell to me because I don't have a valid ID.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So it's just like, well, that's discriminatory practices.
I could see that.
Could you imagine if, like, oh, we can't take you in the hospital unless you have a photo ID, and they just leave you outside? You
know, they might do that now.
They wouldn't do that. No, it's morally wrong. Uh-huh. So they won't do it.
Oh, okay.
So they have to like attend to your ass, regardless if you have money or not.
That's good. Yeah, that's, I'm glad. I'll take you to the hospital. Make sure you're okay, and then I'll call ICE.
I'll take you to the pit stop hoss.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I'll take you to the pterodome.
Yeah? I'll take you to the pterodactyl.
I'll take you to the open mic, and you're number 36.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you're sober now.
Yeah, and you're 37.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're cracked out.
But I got weed.
And
but you can't smoke and drink. You're sober now. And you're sober. Number 36.
You're 37. On the open mic. I told you 37.
And it's number one.
I'll be the one.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to wait fucking 35 people?
No, I'm going to leave.
Why?
Because I'm not waiting.
You don't want to get better?
I do, but I don't like 35
people. You just
want
to do the same jokes over and over again.
Dude, actually, you know what? I've been 35 before. I've been like 47 before on different open mics, different times, man. I can't believe open mics get that fucking high with that many people, you know?
Well, you know, they let the funny ones first.
No, they let the funny ones fucking skip.
They skip right in front of you.
They skip to you. They're like, skip to my doom, my darling.
I skip in front of you somehow, you know?
Yeah, you skeet.
They skeet.
You get skeeted on.
Dude, it's like Casino, Las Vegas, dude.
Yeah?
You know, Kickback City, man.
Oh, you're spick back city.
You know, he's got a show. I want to get on. Hey, you want to go up, Victor?
It's funny because I called my cock the show. Are you still trying to get on it?
I never will try to get on it.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah. I'm going to.
You're like camping out outside. Like, let me get in.
You know how I have a small one, like you said?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to bang you in your little pee-pee hole. Yeah.
Your cock was they've made a song about your cock. Yeah. Blink 182 is called All the Small Things.
Well, they that's a good one. They made a song about you.
Yeah.
You know what it's called?
Yeah.
It's called Your Body's a Wonderland.
They made a fucking song about my cock, the Backstreet Boys. It's called Larger Than Life.
Larger Than Life. That's a good fable.
It's a fable?
Yeah, no, it's a way. Wife's tale.
It's a stable.
It's a cradle.
It's very stable. Yeah. You're a fable.
Cradle of love. Like
with your dreidel.
Hey, no matter what, I'm
and
still
you fucking
glad you're
dick
here.
That doesn't get hard like Play-Doh. Oh, yeah.
That was the Master Roast.
Yeah, from the Master Race.
You're selling tickets now, dude.
I sell wolf tickets.
You're going to sell tickets?
Yeah, it's two tickets to Paradise.
And one ticket to the fucking...
your butthole alley.
Faco's
face hole.
Special.
Faco's face hole.
Live
FFH.
At the sandwich shop, dude.
At the sandwich shop. Faco's just performing with mustard stains on his shirt.
That'd be crazy.
Dude, that'd be funny.
I felt good at that sandwich shop, though, when I headlined.
Oh, yeah.
Both the times I had crushed. I was a regular, dude.
Oh, my God.
They had the condo in the back.
Was it the one with Mike Spiegelman?
I think so.
Dude, I did that one, and that dude came up to me after my set. He's like, dude, you killed. And I was like, thanks. And then he was all like, you did a lot better than that headliner that was here last time. And I was like, well, who was the headliner here last time? I was like, I don't give a fuck if she's been on TV and she's done all these specials and stuff. And I'm like, who? Yeah. They're like, her name is like Margaret Chu or Margaret Cho. Oh, and I was like, you're saying I did better than Margaret Cho.
That's
and then he's like, yes, because you weren't talking about your bleeding cunt.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, I don't talk about my cunt in any circumstance. No, but he was like congratulating me because, dude, literally, like right when my set started, a grandpa with his 5-year-old granddaughter walked in. Uh-huh. And the guy's like screaming, like, dude, be clean. And I was like, of course, there's a 5-year-old kid here. Am I a monster?
Yeah, you're not a monster.
I'm a monster.
You look like a monster, but you're not a monster.
Cookie?
You know,
I'm the cookie
Pacheco,
monster.
You can go. You're a good headliner, and you should be booked. So
thank
you. If you got a comedy show or event, and you need someone to do a solid 30 minutes, you probably go for an hour if you wanted to, but you know.
I'm also an ordained minister, so if you need somebody to officiate your wedding through the Universal Life Church of Seattle, let me know.
There you go. This guy, Pacheco's got it all, and they all could get in touch with you on the website, right?
Yeah, HispanicTitanic.com.
HispanicTitanic.com. It's there to open your dreams.
Yeah.
And make them come true.
Yes.
Victor Pacheco.
In your face.
All in your brains.
Oh, yeah. Through the ear.
And your mind and heart.
Yeah, and your soul.
And your emotions.
Oh, yeah.
All together.
Say it now.
He's delicious.
Break it down.
Victor Pacheco.
Well,
that's
a
good compliment.
Thank you.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
He's delicious.
Gross.
You know? So, but Victor Pacheco shows all can be found on HispanicTitanic.com.
I don't update it all the time, so just you know, follow me on Instagram.
Okay,
all the links are there. Puro Papi Pacheco, Spick Daddy Vic,
what's up? Tell him what's on your mind. You're trying to change something?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What?
Nothing,
this is your
dude.
Chance.
I said I was.
You're on the mountain now.
I'm on the mountain?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
I want to say that I've never reached such heights before until right now with my boy Faco. You know, I don't want him to be my opener, but he's more like a spreader, if you know what I'm saying.
A spreader. I like open up my legs or arms.
Butthole.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the headliner then if I'm doing that.
Gross. Yeah, I want you to be like the everything.
But you're the headliner, right?
Not tonight.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the headliner. So I'm paying for the next drink for sure.
Holy shit.
You know?
I don't think there needs to be any more drinks.
On the headline.
You're fucking slurring worse than a racist.
Oh, no, no. I'm not slurring.
Slurry Nelson.
I'm furrying.
You're furrying? You're a furry? You got your little furry outfit on?
Yeah. One time I had one of those furries sit on my lap.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? There's something about you that's just so cute. And she's like, you know, nodded.
Yeah.
That's it.
What?
Yeah. That's all. Nodded because it's a... And they didn't talk.
Oh.
It squealed a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that furries are not allowed to talk. I thought they were allowed to talk.
Maybe not in this universe.
Maybe
in another person's universe.
I forgot if it was Jerry Springer or the Steve Wilkos show, but I saw a furry talking as one of the guests. It was like furries against furries and shit.
That's messed up.
Well, I mean, it was entertaining. It was a clip.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it... I don't know. Sometimes people fake fucking clips and they look real.
We're not going to know what's real anymore.
Yeah, AI is fucking everything up.
They're going to show like a video of you like destroying on stage. And everyone's laughing and it's AI.
Yeah, that's the best use of AI.
You know, places sold out. Make it's all AI people.
Look like they're interested.
You're going to film your special. There's going to be like 40,000 AIs. In the audience.
Oh my god. Now I have to film my special.
Dude, you should be the first one.
I don't know, dude. I saw some funny ass shit. I remember when the pandemic first happened, people were posting like, oh yeah, you gotta put me on your show, on your Zoom show or whatever, right? And like this one guy literally fucking did a 45-minute set in front of a crowd of nobody in his garage and added a laugh track.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, man. It was hilarious, though, dude. Like, I mean, like, I'm laughing at him. I'm not laughing with him. I'm like, this is... I can't even fake this fucking type of...
There's a comedian delusion. Who got big off of doing that.
I don't know. You'd have to tell me. I have no idea.
I'll show you there's a guy. He's like, his Italian last name. And okay. He got big off of that during the pandemic. You know, but hey, whatever special you want to do with AI, you know, I think that's your choice, okay?
My body, my choice.
Your body, your choice. But I'm glad you made it here to the radio station.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
We had a killer time. It went fast. It's already 3. Didn't I pick you up at 9?
9:20.
What the fuck? We had like a full work day.
Yeah.
You know, that was awesome. But anyways, Victor Pacheco, dude.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Let's go see what we can get into in the mission.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Let's go in our own mission.
In the mission.
Oh, yeah.
It's Alive with Victor Pacheco. Victor Pacheco. Check him out on HispanicTitanic.com or go on Instagram. Give him the handle.
Puro Papi Pacheco.
P-U-R-O.
P-A-P-I-P-A-C-H-E-C-O. A lot of P's.
Oh, why do you, dude, just make it English? Why you want to just be in? It's fine.
Or just have a Victor Pacheco and just add my yellow ass.
You want to have a Spanish Instagram handle? Why don't you go back to your country, Victor Pacheco?
This is my country. I'm already back.
Oh, okay. Just check it. I was about to call ICE again.
Yeah, well, good. You're not.
Dude, I will protect you. I already told you. You pass out on firemen's carrying you out of here, dude.
You're going to fucking get a herniated disc doing all
fuck
that shit.
Fuck that. You don't know my strength.
I know your strength.
I bang chicks bigger than you, dude.
I believe that, but I don't think you fire carried them.
No, I fucking did a Maybe Samoan drop on them.
Oh, dude. Shit. You give them the Samoan elbow with your dick?
Dude, I did a fucking suplex on one shit. Of them. I suplexed them out of a house one time just so she would be safe.
Sounds gnarly.
That's romantic. And I will carry you out. Good thing we're just right across the street. We got good parking today.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Pacheco is always fun.
Thank you.
Check out Victor Pacheco. Hey, maybe at the Punchline SF, we'll be there.
Oh, my God.
He was just up there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Destroyed. He annihilated, dude.
It was fun.
I knew it. Oh, real quick. There's times where I've called it. This was the second time. I called my friend going up at the Comedy Store for Kill Tony. I knew my friend was going to go up.
Who went up at the Comedy Store?
Courtney Magleby.
Oh, that's cool.
And I told her, I go, I have a feeling you're going to go up. And she went up, dog.
Was it potluck or?
Yeah, it was the potluck.
Oh, nice.
You know, and it was the whole place was filled. It was the main room.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So stick with me, kid. I'll make you big.
That's great.
I knew you were going to go to Punchline and stuff. I just felt
nice.
It all
yeah.
over my balls.
Yeah, you got a boner.
I had a boner, and that boner still was sticking. Boner. It was pointing to the Punchline SF, dude.
Yeah.
And to that direction.
That direction with your erection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No inspection needed.
Yeah, not at all. No rejection or neglection.
A lot of rejection.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. I'm glad you made it, though. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the projection.
No, seriously, dude. You know, you need all the help you can get.
Thanks.
I believe in you.
I believe in you, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, we're good.
You're like, I'm trying to get a good comedian to compare you to. Paul Brumbo?
Yeah. Oh, man. I hope I'm that good one day.
No. You're great.
Oh, man.
Okay, man. We're fading out in here.
All right. Thanks for having me.
It's like, you know, we're on the phone and we know you hang up. No, you hang up.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's us, too. We don't want to leave each other. We've already went into triple overtime now.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be a man?
I don't know.
I think you're doing well.
Yeah, you're doing great.
You are, man. Hey, who else? I don't want to pick up anybody, but I'll pick you up.
I'll pick you up too, man. Over my shoulders.
Oh, dude, that's all I wanted, romantic. Guys.
Yeah.
All right, Victor Pacheco.
All right, Poppy.
Thanks so much.
All right.
All right, guys. RadioValencia.fm. Victor Pacheco, comedian. Look him up on HispanicTitanic.com. Get him for your show, wedding. Birthday, get them, bar mitzvah, fiestas, siestas. You want entertainment, you call Victor Pacheco. Shouts out to all. It's about that time. Remember, DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. And I'm here Fridays 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. But it's about that time. It's all. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to me, abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts outs to Double B forever. Till next time, my name is Farco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.
Hey Maura, what you doing?
Hey Chicken, I'm just listening to this hot new radio station out of the Mission.
Wow, what's it called?
It's called Radio Valencia.
Cool. Well, how are we listening to this?
I'm listening to it on the internet.
The internet?
The internet!
You can listen to radio stations on the internet?
You can listen to radio stations on the radio or on the internet.
Wow, how do we listen to it on the radio?
On the radio dial?
Yeah.
It's 87.7 on your FM dial.
And
or radiovalencia.fm on your internet dial.
Wow, do you like the Ramones?
I love the Ramones, Chicken, because you told me to.